What we're moving away from, I believe, is that idea of victim consciousness. Now, you might not see the evidence for that yet. What you might see is more people suing their health practitioners and, you know, anybody else they can sue. Okay, that's, in a way, that's a reinforcement of victim consciousness. So you'll see that simultaneously. But I think on a grassroots level, probably more on a hidden level, you will see that there are, in fact, increasing number of people who want to participate. So I call that participant consciousness. Recognizing that disease is a result of both inner and outer forces. It's not just stuff doing things to you. A willingness to participate in your own self-healing. I think anybody who's worked with a practitioner, say an alternative practitioner, for a certain point in time, will get to that place where they actually want to participate. They want to engage. They want to understand. They don't just want to be given a pill and in the hope that it will all go away. They might have wanted that initially, but I believe that clients outgrow that mode at a certain point. And part of our job is to recognize who's reached that point and when, and to help them onto the next stage. And there is a requirement for more of an equality in the relationship. I mean, the relationship is always skewed in favor of the practitioner, if you think about it. You know, the expertise and the knowledge and the power all resides with the practitioner. You're the one that gets paid to making a living from it, and the client pretty much is used to handing over a lot of their responsibility to you. And yet, in order for them to empower themselves, they have to be able to let go of that and establish a relationship of equality with you. And that's not easy. That's not easy. It's about equivalent to getting to that place where you can respect your parents as another human being. Rather than just your parent, you know. That's a challenge, isn't it? You know, in other words, outgrowing the child mode or the adolescent mode, where they become either the enemy or the one who's just limiting your freedom in some way or restricting your choices. The challenge then is, can we go beyond that perspective and see that they're another human being with their own needs, that they've got their own issues, and that maybe we can learn something from each other. So some kind of equivalent process has to be undergone between practitioner and client. Not easy. I'm not saying this is an easy thing to do, but it's possible. And there is then an active involvement and a sense of shared responsibility. So this is the good news for the practitioner point of view, is that some of that responsibility which has been on your shoulders starts to go in the other direction. The client starts to take it on more and more for themselves, which means you get to be a little bit lighter, which is very nice. It's very nice. I recommend that highly. And you'll find that you get a taste for that quite rapidly. I did. You know, having compared practice styles, if you like, having been the one that carried it all for quite a number of years, and then contrasting that, working in a different way where basically part of my practice requirement now is that people are willing to take on responsibility for their own well-being. And I make that clear. I state it at the outset, and I reiterate it at every opportunity. So what I find is that that's very freeing for me, just as it's freeing for the client. It works for both. And to summarize, rather than I have this problem, will you take it away from me, the new, you might say, the more emerging perspective, I would summarize as follows. I have this problem, will you help me to understand it and resolve it for myself? That's not to say that a lot of clients will necessarily come along and use those words, but that kind of consciousness is now coming in, increasingly, is that the client doesn't just want it removed. They want to engage with it. They want to be involved. And they want you to help them in that process. Which means they want to know some of what you know. Are you willing to share it, or do I have to go look it up somewhere else? You know? Are you going to keep it secret, or are they going to sign up and study themselves? This is what you'll see happen all over the shop. I think a lot of the reason that people study something like homeopathy or alternative medicine, often it's an unconscious part of this process. We think initially, we think we're doing it because it will be an interesting thing to help our children or our family or friends and so on. But what we're actually doing is this. By engaging with the remedies and the art and science of the whole thing, we're uncovering things about ourselves that we didn't know. We didn't even know we didn't know it. But on an unconscious level, we recognize the need for it. Okay.